When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, I feel I have the need to remind you that you are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program with me, the Mockster. My name is Paul. I am your host. I want you to know what we're doing for this show. This show, we are paying tribute to artists and performers in the music industry that we lost back in 2021. I caught gone, but not forgotten. And hopefully, I'm paying tribute more than just the big names that maybe made all the headlines. I'm trying to find artists who maybe you didn't know about, you forgot about, you didn't know they were a player. They were a drummer for a big name or something of that nature. So that's what I'm doing. I'm digging around, finding stuff for you to listen to so that we can literally celebrate these people's lives with the contribution they made in the music world. For example, my background music right now is Dr. Lonnie Smith, the master of the Hammond B3 organ. Sadly, we lost Lonnie Smith back in September. I believe it was September 28th. Way too young. Sorry, I wanted the song to end before I segued into my Gene Summers. He was 82 years old. He passed away on September 17th. Who is he? He's a rockabilly dude.
She wears a straight skirt. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Straight skirt. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Straight skirt. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. That's what my baby wears. She wears a tight skirt.
Sunday. Tell it to him, leave me alone. Tell it to the judge on Sunday, you can call him at home. Better get out of my sight, boys. Tell you I'm a busy man. Tell it to the judge on Sunday, and he'll do what he can. Now folks got fears that they want the law to set right.
The Long Riders, Tell It to the Judge on Sunday, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. It was on January 23rd that we lost bassist Tom Stevens of the Long Riders. He also played bass in Danny and Dusty as well, that project with members of the Long Riders and Green on Red and the Dream Syndicate that you will hear occasionally here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Long Riders, the Flaming Stars doing their version of Lottie Miss Claudie. The song was written by Lloyd Price. Lloyd Price was actually inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1998. He passed away on May 3rd last year at the age of 88. And then I played some blasters in there. Gene Taylor, who was labeled as a boogie-woogie pianist. Or a boogie-woogie pianist. Either way, both are acceptable. Played with the Blasters back in the early 1980s. He was 68 years old. He passed on February 20th. He also played with Canned Heat a little bit. And then started the entire set with some Gene Summers. With his hit, Straight Skirt. Rockabilly legend Gene Summers, as I mentioned earlier, he passed away at the age of 82 on February 17th. You know, I get into all of this kind of, I was kind of in a, what we'll call it, roots rocky? Yeah, kind of a roots rock thing. So let's get further into those roots. How about we do that? And how do we get further into the roots? We do what would only make Mando Richard proud with his radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast. Play some bluegrass. The Osborne Brothers. Love Hurts.
Love hurts. Love scars, love wounds and mars. Any heart not tough nor strong enough to take a lot of pain.
is like a cloud, holds a lot of rain. Love hurts. I'm young, I know, but even so, I know a thing or two. I learn from you. I really learned a lot, really learned a lot. Love is like a stove, burns you when it's hot. Love hurts. Love hurts. Some fools fool themselves, I guess, but they're not fooling me. I know it isn't true, no, it isn't true. Love is just a lie made to make you blue. Love hurts. Love hurts. Some fools fool themselves, I guess, but they're not fooling me. I know it isn't true, no, it isn't true. Love is just a lie made to make you blue. Love hurts. Love hurts. Love hurts.
And it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honeybee looking for a home. And they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the
one sweet fall and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips so honeycomb. Oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard. Pop, then, well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all into one sweet tone. For my honeycomb, oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
You are listening to WRCT's Friday Extravaganza, Viva Le Mac, where the time is exactly 66 minutes past 42 o'clock MST, Mach Standard Time. That chime reminds me that I should invite you to listen to the most eclectic folk radio show in Pittsburgh, WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. I'm your host, Mando Richard, and I play everything from Merle Haggard to Michael Doucette to the Mavericks to Maurice Chevalier. Tune in to Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and streaming from WRCT.org. And now, back to your regularly scheduled Mockcast.
Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise.
Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes, and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep a stepping out of line and a messing with my mind. If you had any sense, you'd quit. 'Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. I keep a working every day, all you wanna do is play. I'm tired of staying out all night. I'm a coming unglued from your funny little moods. Now honey, baby, that ain't right. 'Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. Packing up my clothes, nearly everybody knows that you're still just a putting me on. When I start a walking, gonna hear you start a squawking and a begging me to come back home. 'Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. You got the only daddy that'll walk the line.
Waylon Jennings wrapping up that set with Only Daddy That'll Walk the Line here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Now, it was 20 years ago, believe it or not, 2002, that we lost Waylon Jennings. So I didn't play that because of Waylon. I played that because we lost his drummer, Richie Albright. Yeah, he joined the Wailers, Waylon's backing band, back in 1964. And then he moved to Nashville, actually moved to Nashville in 66 for their very first recording. And I think when they got signed to, I want to say it was RCA, but whatever label they signed to back in 64. He was 81 years old. He passed on February 9th. He also played with like Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash and Billy Joel Shaver. So I wanted to highlight the work of Richie Albert. Also played some Jimmy Rogers in there. Yeah, we lost Jimmy Rogers on January 18th. He was suffering from kidney disease, and then COVID came in as well. Honeycomb from Jimmy Rogers. Stonewall Jackson. We lost Stonewall Jackson in December 6th. Now, Stonewall, believe it or not, 89 years old. He was the most senior member of the Grand Ole Opry. He'd been a member for 65 years. And before Stonewall and Waterloo, the Osborne brothers doing their version of Love Hurts. One of the brothers, Sonny, banjo player, succumbed to a stroke in October 24th. He was 83 years old. It's 35 minutes past your hour. That's what I'm trying to say. Just trying to use all my words. My name is Paul. This is Viva La Mac. I am the Mockster. We are doing Gone But Not Forgotten. I am paying tribute to musicians, artists, people associated with the music industry who we lost last year. And I'm highlighting what I can. I don't have infinite time, and I have a very, very long list. And I'm just trying to find some that you might just not even be aware of. Now, interesting, that Love Hurts. You're like, oh, I know that Love Hurts. Nazareth did it back in the 70s. I think 74. Graham Parsons did it back in 74. Roy Orbison had a big hit with it in the early 60s. But do you know who was the original performer? Now, they didn't write it. But the original performer, the first recording and release of that song, the Everly Brothers. And we lost Don Everly at the age of 84 on August 21st. So let's play some Everly Brothers to keep this going. It's Bye Bye Love.
Bye Bye Love. Bye Bye Happiness. Hello Loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby. Gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye love, bye bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye.
Goodbye-bye, my love, goodbye. Goodbye-bye, my love, goodbye.
It's lonely out tonight, and the feeling just got right for a brand new love song. Somebody done somebody wrong song. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song, and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. So play, play for me a sad melody, so sad that it makes everybody cry. A real hurting song about a love that's gone wrong. 'Cause I don't wanna cry all alone. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song, and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. Melody, so sad that it makes everybody cry. A real hurting song about a love that's gone wrong. 'Cause I don't want to cry all alone. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song, and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song, and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song, and make me feel at home while I miss my baby.
L.A. proved too much for the girl, so she's leaving the life we've come to know. She's going back to find what's left of her world, the world she left behind long ago. And she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston, going back to a simpler place and time. She kept dreaming that someday she'd be a star. But she found out the dreams don't always come true. So she's pawned all her hopes and sold her car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life she knew. And she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston, going back to a simpler place and be with her on that midnight plane to Houston. I'd rather live in her world than live without her. Simpler place and time. I'll be with her on that midnight plane to Houston.
Sister had a crystal voice. She played a silver tone from Montgomery Ward. Bias songs in Monroe hair. She sure could turn the boys' heads to stare. Swimwear, saunter, tan, and haunt them was all she learned in school. Books were for the other girls, and the other girls were fools. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboard lights. Father waltzed her down the aisle, cause college didn't suit her style. The sad truth was she could barely read. If you told dear father, well, he wouldn't believe you. The telephone rang and drove mother insane from the hearts left on the shelf. Sister's gone and she won't be home, cause she didn't take care of herself. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboard lights. Fraternity. Where is she now? She's heavy up by light on integrity. Someone should have told her when beauty's all you offer, how soon the world discovers that your beauty's gone. It's gone. Mother, can't you hear your daughter crying? Father, wake up, her youth is dying. A grown husband's gone away, and it's a shame, cause she had such a lovely face. Can't you see she needed more than, oh, what a pretty child. You never taught her truth from lie, all you told her was to smile. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboard lights. She now, backseat queen of fraternity. Where is she now? She's heavy up by light on integrity. Someone should have told her when beauty's all you offer, how soon the world discovers that your beauty's gone. It's gone. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboards.
From her 1988 album, Storms, that is Nancy Griffith with drive-in movies and dashboard lights here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Nancy was only 68 years old when she passed away back on August 13th. And while I'm talking about folk singers, because Nancy Griffith was a folk singer, I need to turn your attention to a local folk singer who passed away January 3rd last year. Anne Feeney was her name. She passed away at UPMC's Shadyside Hospital, but she was a lawyer, but also she was a singer, songwriter, and an activist. I believe she was on the board of directors over at the Thomas Merton Center for quite some time. But the reason I wanted to highlight, she shared the stage with many, many various celebrities in that world, but she also wrote a song that Peter, Paul, and Mary recorded. The song was called "Have You Been to Jail for Justice?" So I thought I would highlight Anne Feeney as well. Jim Weatherly before the Nancy Griffith with "Midnight Plane to Houston." Yeah, you're singing along. You're like, no, dude, "Midnight Train to Georgia." Originally, Jim Weatherly wrote the song, so he knows what he wrote, and it was the Midnight Train, or Plane, I'm sorry, the Midnight Plane to Houston, and then it later got switched to being a Midnight Train to Georgia. I believe he was actually even like an all-star football player in college and had NFL prospects, but instead he's like, nope, I'm going to Nashville. I'm going to be a singer-songwriter. Passed away at the age of 77 on February 3rd. BJ Thomas in there. Hey, won't you play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song? Love that song. First heard it. I'll admit, first heard it on my Urban Chipmunk album. Along with a couple Waylon Jennings songs on there. Lutenbach, Texas was on there. And Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. It was a great album. Molding the Mind of a Mini Moxster. But we lost BJ Thomas. He succumbed to lung cancer at the age of 78, May 29th. And it starts the entire set with some Everly Brothers. With "Bye Bye Love." Yes, bye. Bye bye, Don Everly. Phil passed a few years back, but his brother Don made it to 84 and passed away on August 21st, ending the era of the Everly Brothers. Got about, let's call it 9 minutes left of this program. So let me see if I can highlight, we'll say, three more artists before we end this hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called The Viva La Mach. You can always reach me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if you have suggestions, comments, you just want to say hi. Had a listener reach out to me recently saying, "Mochstar, I was hearing an older show of yours, and you were highlighting Tom T. Hall, and you played this great cover of his song, I Love," which is done by a gentleman named Tom Heinel. And I'm like, I appreciate you listening and enjoying that. And I did it after we lost Tom T. Hall, which was back in August 20th, and it was recently uncovered. He was 85 years old, but like really within the last couple of weeks, it was just announced that Tom T. Hall actually took his own life, and that's very sad as well. Let's play some Tom T. Hall. It's the original. It's "I Love."
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains, and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and hay. And I love you too. Pictures of my friends, birds of the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, old TV shows, and snow. And kisses from a child, tomatoes on the vine, and onions cry. Losers when they try. Music when it's good. And life. And I love you too.
When the white eagle of the north is flying overhead, and the browns, reds, and golds of autumn lie in the gutter, dead. Remember then the summer birds with wings of fire flame, come to witness spring's new hope, born of leaves decaying. As new life will come from death, love will come at leisure. Love of love. Love of life and giving, without measure, gives in return the wondrous yearn of a promise, almost seen. Live hand in hand, and together we'll stand on the threshold of a dream.
Moody Blues with The Dream from their On the Threshold of a Dream album from 1969. We lost Moody Blues drummer Graham Edge back in November 11th. He was 80. Played that one because, as well as the band's drummer, Graham Edge also contributed a lot of the poetry to the band. But most of it was actually recited by member Mike Pinder, because his voice was a little bit better suited for the mood. as Graham Edge once said, due to his fondness for whiskey and cigarettes. But the dream itself, the dream which I played, was actually recited by Graham Edge himself, so I wanted to play that one for you. Played Neil Young, went back to the Harvest album for Heart of Gold, because Elliot Mazur, the producer of that album, passed away on February 7th at the age of 79. He had a heart attack, but he had been suffering from dementia in his later years. And I start off the entire set with Tom T. Hall with I Love, 85 years old when he passed on August 20th. Sadly, recently found out it was he took his own life, but he gave such great music to us, and that's why we are doing this Gone But Not Forgotten segment here on WRCT on the Viva Lamont radio program. I do want to remind you that the Westmoreland Cleanways and Recycling, which is located 40 minutes outside of Pittsburgh in Greensburg, has received a grant to expand their facility to process all types of foam mark number 6. Now, that's clean plates and bowls and clamshells and egg cartons and trays and even that block protective packaging that you get with electronics and furniture. Now, the grant's made possible through the Foam Recycling Coalition. You can bring your foam to their drop-off center at 355 Pleasant Unity Mutual Road out in Greensburg. For more information, call 724-879-4020. Again, that's 724-879-4020. Or visit westmorelandcleanways.org. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock, and you can reach me by sending me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
You're listening to Nucleotapes on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Nucleotapes on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. I'm your host, Claude Glass. On this show, we look to unpack the musical DNA of a certain artist. And on this week, we are looking at the music of Alice Coltrane, who is primarily known as a harpist, pianist, organ player, spiritual figure. Alice Coltrane's career really has spanned decades, genres. She really is one of those rare artists that continued to find new ways to kind of redefine herself and explore new territory. In the 70s, she had a wonderful run of solo releases as a band leader on Impulse, including records that we've listened to on the show before, like Journey and Satchidananda, a monastic trio, Huntington Ashram Monastery, collaborating with artists like Pharoah Sanders and McCoy Tyner, and of course her husband, John Coltrane, up until his death in 1967. Over the course of this show, we're going to dig into some of her releases a little bit, talk about her contributions to music, and talk about some of her contributions to spiritual jazz and New Age music. I think what attracts me to Alice Coltrane's music in the first place is just that the arrangements are so lush and dense and wonderfully assembled. And we'll see that on records later on in the show, like World Galaxy and some of her later material as well. But you can definitely hear that on the track that we started our show off with, which is a track from Universal Consciousness, her 1971 release. Yeah, her playing, whether it's on the harp or the piano, is typically just these really densely layered sheets of arpeggios that just kind of wash over you. It's very textural. It's not trying to just overwhelm you or impress you with being overly technical, although sometimes it can approach that territory just as comfortably. But more than anything, I think it is really attempting to tap into this very genuine spiritual element, and you get the sense that she's really playing how she truly feels. She got her start as primarily a pianist in her hometown of Detroit. So to look at some of those roots, 50s Detroit jazz, we are going to start with one of the only other incredibly notable jazz harpists from this period, Dorothy Ashby, who I was first sort of introduced to by one of my friends who plays the harp, Emily, and was pointed in the direction of her wonderful record, Afro Harping, which is just fantastic. We're going to be listening to some earlier stuff. This track's called Moonlight in Vermont. Yeah, Alice Coltrane was very inspired by Dorothy Ashby's playing, even when she was still on the piano, just kind of borrowing from that approach and that sort of textural approach to playing that the harp can do really well. Kind of attempting to translate that to the piano, and then obviously down the line translating that very directly to the harp. After that, we're going to move on to a track by Terry Pollard, who is another pianist in the Detroit scene who also played the vibraphone. Alice Coltrane and Terry Pollard collaborated a number of times in this period and played in a live context with a variety of Detroit band leaders, and even had their own sort of duo and trio at this point. Sadly, there's not a ton of that I can find that's been recorded, but there is a solo Terry Pollard record, and we're going to check out a track from that called The More I See You. After that, we are going to end off this first set on Alice Coltrane's early influences with probably the most obvious influence, and that is a song from one of the later releases by John Coltrane. The two eventually met in the mid-60s in a live context. But even before they had formally met, Alice Coltrane said that she would hear his music and just got the sense that there were some incredibly deep similarities between the two of them. And several times in interviews, she would say some version of whenever she would hear his music would just think, you know, I think I would have done that the same way. Every time she heard him play, she got the impression that he was expressing something truly genuine and was trying to play something that encapsulated how he really felt, which I think is a quality that comes through wonderfully in Alice Coltrane's music as well. And I think their sort of musical and spiritual paths just converged at a wonderful time. They're both kind of heading in similar directions, seeking to explore similar territory. They both were sort of looking for the universal truths that ran through religion, and did not see themselves as belonging to any specific religion, but both thought of themselves as deeply spiritual beings. And I think both drew a lot of inspiration from the other. and Alice Coltrane eventually replaced McCoy Tyner as the piano player in Coltrane's group. But obviously that was cut short by his passing. And that's going to do it for this first set. Just a quick set on some of the influences of Alice Coltrane. All right, I'll see you back in a few.